The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf and Tesamim Beis brings me back from childhood memories. I remember when I was a child, I was a very stubborn child. I remember once I had two belts. I had a weekday belt and a Shabbos belt. So I once put on my weekday belt on Shabbos morning before I was going to shul. And my mother told me, my mother said that, you know, I should wear my Shabbos belt. So after fighting a couple of minutes, I finally gave in. And I took my Shabbos belt and I managed somehow to get it through the loops. And I put on top of my weekday belt. And I went to shul like that. I remember when I got to shul, like, my father was a little bit embarrassed and he made me take off one of my belts. So the question is the mutter to go out two belts on Shabbos or not? So if you look at the Gemara in the Tesamim Beis, four lines down, the Gemara brings down, Amalei Shrei Himunei Kamarta. Two belts you're talking about? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Havade Masihu Vasser. Rashi says, if somebody wears two belts on Shabbos, is a Vade considered carrying, and it's going to be Asr. Lashon Tamina Ben Yitzchak. He brings that from Ben Yitzchak. Now wearing two belts is going to be aser. Uvitamida ben Alevi matzasi mutter. Rashi brings down a second shot from Ben Alevi that if you wear two belts, it's going to be mutter. Verisha nearly. Rashi sees Paskins that he holds the first shot is the more correct shot, and somebody wear two belts, it's going to be aser. Now if you look in Tosfos is the third Tosfos. Trei Muni Kamata. He brings down Lashon Necha Peis Vekunches Lesser. He brings down Rashi as Biaser. So Tosfos asks the question that it would seem from Empirical Kisve and Daf Kochafim and Beis. There's a case of the Gemara over there. It would seem from over there that they did wear two belts. So Tosfos answers over there when it's mutter to wear two belts, if you have the belt, if you're wearing two different clothing, you know, as you're wearing pants and then you're wearing a coat. So then you're allowed to wear two belts, one for your pants and one for your coat. But if you wear two belts on one garment, that's going to be also. Then Tosfos asks a question, if you can tell me it's also to wear two belts, what about wearing, a lot of times it's freezing cold, sometimes people put on two sweaters, sometimes people wear two coats. Is that also going to be also? So Tosfos says, it's not similar to a lot of times who wear two coats or two sweaters because it's cold. Why? Because that's protecting you from the cold. When someone wears two belts, he's not accomplishing anything. Therefore, since it's not helping him anything, therefore it's considered carrying. But when somebody wears two coats, being that it's normal for a person to do it, to warm himself up, then it'll be mutter to do. So Rashi and Tosfos both hold, wearing two belts on Shabbos is going to be aser. The Beis Yosef Medayek, at the Rif and the Rambam, they hold like the other Pshat of Rashi, and wearing two belts is going to be mutter. How do we paskin? If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Shin Aleph, Siflam Levav, Mechaber brings down, Mutter lotzis b'Shabbos b'shnei ma'avushim zeh gabei zeh. You're allowed to go out on Shabbos with two garments, one on top of another one, right, wearing two coats. Bein letzarchei, where you're doing it for yourself. Bein letzarchei veirei. Bein shem shnei chalukim. Bein shem shnei sabrulim. So after Mechaber, bein shem shnei chagur zu gabei zu. You're allowed to wear two belts, one on top of the other, like the Rif and the Rambam. Afilu ein malbish masim b'nehem. The Sfarim hold, they allow to wear two belts, one top of the other one, even if there's no other garment in between, it's mutter to do it. The Ramah brings down, some people aser, wearing two belts, one top of another one. Elin kein malbish mafsik b'nesayim. The psak of the Ramah is, that's also to wear two belts, one top of another one, unless you have some type of garment in between the two belts. So come out, in my case, if I'll be Svardi, then it'll be okay to wear two belts one on top of the other. But being that I am Ashkenazi, it'll come out that it's also to wear two belts, one on top of the other. Now, I remember as a child, Rabbi Wein always used to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets children back and they make them into parents. A couple weeks ago, my youngest son, he went out wearing 3 yarmulkes on Shabbos. So the question is, are you allowed to wear 3 yarmulkes on Shabbos or not? So if you look at the end of the Ramah brings down, Mutter lobosh shnei kechavim ze al ze. You're allowed to wear 2 hats, one on top of the other. Mishmur brings down why. Shkein dake b'chol lasum koiva galo agave koiva katan. Mishmur says the reason why you're allowed to wear 2 hats, one on top of another one, because normal during the week that a person wears a big hat on top of a small hat. What does that mean? You're allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing a yarmulke and a hat for davening. Why? Because that's normal. But for somebody just to put on 3 yarmulkes, like my youngest child did, that would be aser. Now, there's a very common shaila that's negev. The chassidim is a mutter to wear a gartel on Shabbos. Why? If you're wearing a gartel on Shabbos, if you're wearing it on top of your pants, so what you're doing is, in essence, you're just wearing 2 belts. Right, the gartel is similar to a belt, and you have a belt holding your pants up. So the shaila was, is a mutter to wear a gartel on Shabbos. So it's true from Moshe Feinstein, Beis Ayin Vav, and also Chevek Gimel, Sin Mem Vav, that somebody is from Moshe, that he lives in a place where he's embarrassed to wear his gartel on top of his jacket. So I want to know that maybe it should be mutter to wear the gartel on top of his pants. He says, being that he's doing it for a mitzvah, tzarech mitzvah, it should be mutter. So Moshe wrote back that on Shabbos, even to carry the mila knife, it says in the Gemara that even though for mitzvahs mila is one of the biggest mitzvahs, still you can't carry the mila knife on Shabbos. For sure, wearing a gartel, which is only in Midas Chassidus, it's not a chiyuv. For sure, there'll be no heter to wear a gartel on your pants. So the person asked him back, maybe be mutter to wear the gartel because the gartel is holding his tie in place underneath his jacket, that his tie won't move around. So Moshe said, being that it's not normal for one to tie a belt around his tie, that would be considered a normal way of wearing something, and it'd be usher to wear a gartel unless he would wear the gartel on top of his suit jacket. So come out that if somebody wears a gartel on Shabbos, the proper way to wear a gartel is not to wear it on his pants. He has to wear it over his jacket. And preferably, the place can say, if you put the gartel through the hole of the buttons, and it's holding everything together, that's a little bit more, that would be the best way to wear a gartel. What about wearing rubbers? Can one wear rubbers on top of his shoes? Is that considered like wearing 2 belts? Or is that considered like wearing 2 coats? So the Pesachim say, Ramosh and Aleph Kavches, his tshuva, he says, that's mutter to wear rubbers on top of your shoes. Why? When you wear rubbers on top of your shoes, so it's protecting your shoes, it's protecting your feet, it's keeping you warm. Also, it's a normal thing which people do. Wearing rubbers is a very common and normal accepted practice. Therefore, it's mutter to wear rubbers. It's mutter to wear rubbers on Shabbos. Now, a very common shaila which people don't know about is a lot of times on children, in order to get their boots on or to get their rubbers on, so it's very common that mothers, they put plastic bags in their on top of their shoes in order that they can slide the boots on or to slide the rubbers on. So Moshe Feinstein says that would not be mutter. Why? Being that a plastic bag is not considered a garment, it's just a plastic bag, so it'll be usher to use a plastic bag, to wear the plastic bag to help you slide on your shoes. That would not be mutter on Shabbos. A similar case is, let's say it's pouring rain and somebody wants to protect his hat, so he wants to put a plastic bag over his hat in order to make sure that the hat doesn't get ruined, or he just wants to put a plastic bag over his head to protect himself. So the Pesukim say that that would not be mutter. Why? Being that a plastic bag is not considered a garment, and therefore it would be the only time it's mutter to wear something on Shabbos if it's a baguette, if it's a garment, and a plastic bag is not a garment. So that would be considered carrying, and that would be also to wear on Shabbos. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.